Man, have we got a great one for you today. Welcome back to Spirit Stories. You live in a physical world, but the spiritual world, it's just as real, and it's all around you. And good news, despite what the movies might try to sell you, you don't have to be afraid of it. Spirit Stories is a storytelling podcast where everyday people share their close encounters with the spiritual. Because when we engage the spirit realm alongside God, He uses it to grow and strengthen our faith. And thankfully, you don't have to just take my word on that. It's something we don't like to think about, but what do we do when tragedy strikes? Where do we turn when it feels like there's nowhere left to go? My friend Brian has an amazing story of how God gave him reassurance, gave him hope, even in the midst of unspeakable tragedy.
My name is Brian, and this is my spirit story. Back about 15 years ago, we were just going through this process of like trying to have kids. And so it was a really hard process for my wife and I. And thankfully, we were blessed with two kids, Brady. And a couple years later, we had Natalie. She was born in 2005. Natalie, unfortunately, her story changed our life quite a bit. She died unexpectedly at 23 months old, had a heart failure that really was just undetectable, something that we couldn't control. And obviously, you lose a daughter, and that just really, changes a lot about your life and your perspective. And man, it's been a journey the last 10, 11 years. I've kind of walked through that. But man, there's been some gifts come out of it. Heaven has become more real for me, and how eternal, having an eternal perspective. You know, when bad things happen, I just kind of have to run that filter of, we're talking eternity here, and that changes how you view things. So one of the cool stories that just kind of came out of this happened to do with my extended family. So I have a Grandma Dot, and Grandma Dot is like she was the matriarch of our family. Seven kids, gosh, I had 22 first cousins. She's just an awesome lady. She's probably the one who prayed me into being a Christian when I became a Christian at 18, but she's just an awesome lady. And so anyways, about 2013, Grandma Dot lived a great life, 81 years old, and finally got ill. So I have all these cousins and second cousins all over the South. And so I had this little two-year-old second cousin in Florida that I've never even met, and she's never even met Grandma Dot. So they're doing prayers like two-year-olds would do at night, and they'd always pray for Grandma Dot, she'd feel better. That kind of went on as a nightly prayer thing. So 2 years later, Grandma Dot ends up passing away. And so at this time, this two-year-old is now four. She really kind of doesn't understand dying and how that all works. She just feels like it's her job to continue to pray for Grandma Dot, even though she's in heaven. So this four-year-old continues to pray for Grandma Dot every night. This kind of goes on for several years. And then last year in 2017, my Aunt Anne, who is this four-year-old's grandmother, is sitting down with her to say prayers, and she goes right to Grandma Dot again, which she has for now going on 4 years. The little girl kind of pauses at one point and asks my aunt, like, hey, who is the little girl that Grandma Dot's playing with? Keep in mind, my daughter, Natalie, passed away 10 years ago, so this isn't on her mind at all. Matter of fact, this little girl's never even met Natalie, probably never even heard her name, but my aunt is just really bewildered on who this could be, and so she just kind of sitting there, and the girl keeps saying, Grandma Dot's playing with the little girl. I don't know, and my aunt has no idea who it was. Finally, after a little bit of time, she just kind of thinks, are you talking about Natalie? In like split second, the girl says, yes, that's who Grandma Dot's playing with. Like, you can't make that up. God is faithful. Like, when we read these things about heaven in the Bible and or, you know, eternal life, and they can just see, they can feel so distant. I just don't think we as humans can, like, grasp what heaven will be like. Man, God's mysterious. He works in mysterious ways. You would never wish that this would happen, but man, what a gift that's been to me to be able to kind of ground my faith in the fact that we do all this because we believe that Jesus died so we can be forgiven and so we can go to heaven. So, I mean, that part's pretty cool to know that God has given me that peace of, like, confidence to know that heaven is real. It's been the toughest 10 years of my life, but also, man, some of the most fruitful.
That's a good man right there. Thank you, Brian, so much for sharing your story, for sharing your heart with us. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you have questions about the podcast, we would love to hear those. Interact with us over email, podcasts@crossroads.net. And we understand that some of the stories in this series can be upsetting or can leave you with questions that are difficult to answer. If you have an immediate need, we are here for that too. You can reach out to the concierge service at Crossroads Church via email, hello@crossroads.net. Leave your name, your question, or concern, and if you'd rather have a call back than an email, leave a number where we can reach you. Someone will be in touch shortly. Spirit Storage is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.